the top 30 American classic rock bands of the 90s. This is right down your alley.
Yeah, I loved rock music in the 90s. I definitely was a 90s chick.
So this is the top 30 bands. They put Motley Crue at 30. Screw you and your list.
Is that a 90s band?
Yeah, they are. They were around in the 80s. Okay. We'll start at 15. Number 15, the Black Crowes.
Okay.
Number 14, should be higher, Alice in Chains.
Yeah, you know what the problem is, Alice in Chains? I love them. They were very 90s. Well, yeah, the singer died. That didn't help, which is also what happened to Shannon Hoon. You know, they had that one song, No Rain.
The B-song.
Shannon Hoon dies of an overdose, and it's like, wait, I was listening to that.
Number 13, Green Day.
See, that should be much higher up. People don't really appreciate Green Day like they should. Their first album, the whatever, 10,000 Slap Happy Hours, is one of the greatest 90s rock albums of ever.
Okay.
Like almost as good as Nirvana.
Number 12, Van Halen.
No.
Number 11.
I'm sorry, Van Halen's from like the 70s. It's not a 90s band.
No, Van Halen sold more records in the 90s than they did the 70s and 80s.
It doesn't mean they didn't suck in the 90s.
They were great in the 90s.
They were not. The Macarena sold albums. Don't tell me they were good.
Number 11, Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Number 10, Guns N' Roses.
No way.
Number 9, Nine Inch Nails.
Okay, I will give you that. Trent Reznor, genius.
I love how they had to put Nine Inch Nails at number 9. Number 8, Metallica.
Again, not a 90s band.
Number 7, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay, that's like the 60s. Who made this list? My grandfather?
What they were big in the 90s. They had hits in the 90s. Okay.
They had a couple of... Listen, just because you had a couple of hits in the 90s does not make you a 90s band.
Yes, it does.
When I say 90s band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers does not come to mind. I think of all the grunge bands. Everybody out of Seattle and Atlanta, Georgia.
No, when they came out with You Don't Know How It Feels, Last Dance with Mary Jane, that was
okay,
all
that's
1993.
That's an old band who was still making music in the 90s. They are not a 90s band.
They had hits in the 90s. Number 6, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, I'll give you that. Even though they were around a little bit longer, more in the 80s.
Right.
I think their sweet spot was Blood Sugar Sex Magik. They took a long time to get started. So at least I'll give you the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Number
5,
Smashing Pumpkins.
90s band. Thank you. Finally. Something that should be on the list.
All right, let's see if you agree with the top 4. You probably do. Number 4, Soundgarden.
Yes. There you go. 90s band.
90s band. Number 3, Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. I knew it. Now, there's people out there that'd be very upset about that. They're big Pearl Jam fans, and they think that's number 1.
Number 2, R.E.M.
Okay, again, not a 90s band. Like, I know they had music in the 90s, but their sweet spot was probably that one album with Radio Free Europe on it, and that was like the 80s.
87.
So, yeah, I say no. R.E.M. was not a 90s band. If the number 1 is not Nirvana, then this list is some serious BS.
Number 1, The Beatles.
Are you lying?
No, number 1 is Nirvana.
That really pissed me off.
That's like a 40s band.
They're from the 1800s. What is this?
So you don't like this list at all?
No, that list sucks. That list is obviously made by people that do not understand. When you talk to somebody like me, who's like a chick from the 90s, and you're saying to me that you're going to tell me about the best music of my generation of the 90s, you know what I mean? And you're going to try to bring me Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Right.
I'm going to tell you no, Grandpa. Sorry.
There's other bands on this list.
Okay, Boomer.
Number 16, Jane's Addiction. Do you agree with that?
That should be higher.
Number 17, Sonic Youth.
Again, that should be... There's a 90s band for you. Where's Hole? How is Hole not on this list?
Because Hole was horrible. Number 18...
That's not true. Hole was fantastic.
Number 18 was Weezer. Do you agree with that?
Yes, that's 90s. Where's L7?
Okay. They're not on here for a
Where's
reason.
Where's Taylor Kinney?
Number 19, Foo Fighters. Okay. Should be higher. Foo Fighters is a 90s band. Are they not?
They are.
Okay.
I will give you at least that. The Foo Fighters are a 90s band, because remember, Kurt Cobain killed himself in 1993, so by the mid to late 90s, 95, the Foo Fighters existed, and they really came on strong.
Number 20 on this list, Pixies.
The Pixies? No, they're from like the 70s. What are you talking about, the Pixies?
All right, 21, I'm not even going to say. Because
what, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts? Is that what you're going to tell me? The Rolling Stones?
Anthrax. Number 22, the worst band ever assembled. Number 22, Pavement.
I wouldn't say they're they're not the worst. They had like one good song.
No, they were horrible. I had to sit through them for a radio station concert. It was the worst 15 minutes of my life.
Wait, and you from Atlantic Records, where's Collective Soul? Where are the bands that really did come out? And where's Counting Crows?
Flaming Lips are number 24. Pantera, I'm not. Okay, Wilco is number 26. Hole is number 27. So Hole's on the list.
Okay, so Hole, which is a 90s band, is lower on the list than Van Halen, which is from like the 50s.
28 is Kiss.
Are you serious? Kiss is not a 90s band.
29 is Aerosmith. And number 30 is Motley Crue.
No, what the heck is going on here? You can't just name bands and say they're, because they still happen to be alive in the 90s.
Collective Soul, not even on this list.
Oh, wait a minute. These are bands.
7 Mary 3, nowhere to be found.
Exactly. You know why? Because these are bands who have members in their 90s.
Oh, is that why Van Halen made the list?
That's why Van Halen made the list.